You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is October 24th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Show up and tune in was the message from the Poverty Reduction Forum when asked how people can engage with the recent police budget consultations. The Poverty Reduction Forum, hosted by the Kitchener Public Library and presented by the Waterloo Region Community Legal Services, was held on October 17th, which was also the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. The forum consisted of 2 4-person panels that included outreach workers, people with lived experience of poverty, academics, former politicians, and social workers. Some of the conversation at the forum revolved around the problems and challenges when dealing with the police. Stories were told of maltreatment or neglect at the hands of the WRPS, but so too were cries of encouragement for all members of the public to get involved in the community consultation process, in particular to attend the upcoming public consultations of the police budget on October 26th and November 6th. Earlier this year, Regional Council approved a motion that demanded the WRPS board consult with council and the public before approving its annual budget, in an effort to encourage transparency and improve relations between the police and the public. Up until now, Regional Council could only approve or reject the police budget and had no control over individual budget items or the process. As reported by CKMS News last week, Regional Councillor Rob Dutchman presented a motion to Council to express dissatisfaction and disappointment in the engagement process so far, and that the WRPS budget seems to have been finalized with neither public nor council input. That motion ultimately failed. Dan Culler covered this subject in greater detail for CKMS News in his piece entitled, Councillor Deutschman Wants Police to Adhere to Council Resolution on Draft Budget Presentation. Back at the Poverty Forum, advocates Camille Ahmed and Sarah Escobar both stressed how important it is to show up
and continue applying pressure. Right? Like, if we didn't have someone like Rob Deutschman last year say, you can't just get a police budget, you have to follow procedure, that would have just possibly passed. And that's wild, because it's not a small amount of funding. It's a huge amount of money. I have to regularly apply for grant funding to keep my small program area afloat and keep myself with a job. And it would take pennies compared to the police budget to keep a program like that going. And so we have to be critical about who's getting the funding as well. Because it's all tactical, it's all strategic. If you don't get money, it's probably because you pose a threat to that system, that machine. And so we have to also be tactical, diplomatic, strategic, whatever it is, to make sure we get into those rooms and make sure we get our voices heard. And so delegate tomorrow. I don't know if it's too late to sign up now, but you can always delegate to council, even if the matter isn't on the table. You just get 3 minutes instead of 5.
We can ask questions of the system. It's okay to do that. They tell us that it's not, and that's okay. It's okay, they can tell us that too. But it's okay for us to ask questions. So just remember that, and so show up. Show up to remind them. We're watching, we're reading, we're listening. I mean, you know, same thing they hoped with when they changed rent control. When they took that away, right? Nobody's watching. Nobody was watching until rent started skyrocketing. That's not true. People were watching. We just weren't loud enough. And so it's okay to ask questions. Don't let them tell you that you can't. You're wanting to ask questions. You're just getting informed. You're watching, you're learning, you're listening, you're paying attention. Show up so you remind them of that.
The Waterloo Region Police Service is the 12th largest police service in Canada and the 7th largest in Ontario. In 2023, the police budget was $214 million, and despite a surplus, the police are asking for their 2024 budget to be increased by $16 million. The police are asking for an additional 18 new officers in 2024 and 2025. According to police, officer staffing in the region has fallen short of other major municipalities, noting that as the population has grown in size, police staffing has not increased. Police also point to the rise in crime from 2012 to 2021, which has risen 34%. At the Poverty Forum, Camille also discussed the importance of gaining a wider perspective and understanding of these police requests.
And so when we see crime rates going up, when we see more incidents of conflict or harm, we've got to be critical about that as well. We talk about how history is, you know, told by the story of the victors. even the present, the stats we're hearing that justify an increased police budget are also the stories of victors who want to maintain status quo. And so, yeah, there's going to be more, you know, criminal offenses if we've got more police patrolling every single street of every vulnerable community. We're going to have more incidents if 40 officers are coming out to a Palestinian peaceful protest. We're going to have more incidents if police are looking for that. And we're expanding the threshold of what can be counted as criminal activity. Right? So now all of these vulnerable people who have nowhere else to go, who are just trying to get access, a place to stay or some food, are now being criminalized, which bumps up what? Your stats, which get used to what? Justify a police budget that a lot of us buy into. And so be critical of the narratives and the rhetoric around you, because it's going to continue until we say, hey, I don't believe you.
The first community consultation with the Police Services Board is on Thursday, October 26, 2023, at 1 p.m. The delegates have been decided, but you can still watch the meeting on YouTube at the Waterloo Regional Police Services Board YouTube page. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, and it is courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.